the Richland County Fair, past and present. It now runs September 7th through the 10th, 2023. And now for a Richland County Historical Society history moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the book, The Richland County Fair, A Sesquicentennial History, written by Dr. Jerry Bauer. During the 1890s, several changes were introduced to the fairs. For example, in 1891, the first four-day fair was held during the last week in September, as it was usual. Fairs were held late in the month with the hope that most of the harvesting would be completed and that the agricultural produce and the garden products could be displayed in large and numerous amounts. The fair began with entry day on Wednesday and ended at dusk on Saturday. Merchants were encouraged to close their stores on Friday afternoon for what it was called Richland Center Day so that their employees and their customers would attend the fair. The stores, however, were open late Friday night, and there usually was entertainment at least one of the opera houses to keep some of the crowd in the village. In 1892, the combined crowd on Thursday and Friday was estimated at 13,000 to 14,000 people. The receipts totaled $2,500, enough to cover the expenses and allow the society to pay down debt from various buildings on their projects. That year, fairgoers saw the first steam-powered merry-go-round in operation. Previously, the ride had been powered by a gang of boys or by a pair of ponies. Because the steam engine and machinery were noisy, the operator turned up the steam calop very loud. The operator of this attraction took in over $800. That's 10 cents a rider, which means a lot of rides. In the 1920s, Steve Fogel, the longtime editor of the Republican Observer, reminisced about a typical day in the 1890s at the fair for what would be a farm family. First, there was the slow trip to the fairgrounds, which could take up to 4 hours for a family living on the fringe of the county. Their conveyance would have probably been a buggy or a farm wagon powered by horses or maybe by a yoke of oxen. The buggy would be stuffed with food for a picnic lunch at midday, and with fodder for the animals to eat. Often, Fogel wrote, the county fair was the site for a family reunion, with relations gathering at noon for huge feasts. Fogel estimated that a trip to the fair would consume about 18 hours for many farm families that day. For many farmers, the fair was the one rare occasion that they may have left the farm for an outing.
It's the last call for a chance to visit the Aikie School Museum. Sunday, September 24th marks the end of the season for the Richland County Historical Society's one-room school museum. Admission is free, but donations are appreciated. The museum is open from 1 to 4 every Sunday from June through September. Students across the area are back in school. Why not you? Plan to visit the Aikie School Museum on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and the intersection of Highway 60 near Gotham, from 1 to 4 through Sunday, September 24th.